We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
It was an incredibly trying year in many ways, and showcasing vulnerability and showcasing at the end of the day, we are all human. We're going through it differently, but we're all going through it. So it was, you know, refreshing and also encouraging just to see kind of the layers peel back and the authenticity that everyone was bringing to the virtual stage this year.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. Each January for over 100 years, the National Retail Federation has brought together the retail community for an event full of learning and networking, and we call it Retail's Big Show. And this year, we're doing it twice. Our virtual event, NRF 2021 Retail's Big Show Chapter 1, starts January the 12th. And then we'll be convening back in New York in June for Chapter 2. Today, we're chatting with NRF's Vice President of Content and Retail Strategy, Jill Dvorak, about what we're hearing from retail leaders across the country and what's in store for a retail big show like never seen before. My co-host, my colleague, and my friend for today's episode is Jen Overstreet. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Bill. Is that just friend, just for the episode?
No, forever friend. I think that's an enduring relationship.
Okay. Okay, I hope so.
Well, you went away for 3 months and you're still my friend. So,
yeah. Oh, I'm so glad. It's great to have you back.
And Jill, welcome back as a guest. I think you're probably one of the very few, I think maybe Susan Retta is one, that we've had as co-host.
True.
And guest. And you've been a guest even when you were not at the National Retail Federation.
One of our earliest. Yeah, it was 2016, I want to say.
17.
17?
I'm going with 17.
Okay. It was spring of 17.
Good call. You know, we started this journey in May of 2017. Yep. So you were. I remember that distinctly, too. We were over in the studio. But it's wonderful to have you back on the show, but even more so as a colleague. So welcome back, my colleague and my friend, Jill Dvorak.
Let's all get necklaces. Best friend necklaces.
Better than a tattoo, I must say.
Exactly. So, thank you, Bill. Glad to be here.
It's been an extraordinary time, which is just an understatement given the times. I think about all of the things that not just trade associations, certainly, or businesses or shows or whatever, the industry. I mean, everybody's had to be kind of nimble. And I think that one thing we always talk about regarding retail is its resiliency. And so we're moving forward. There is a pandemic, but we have a show to do, and we're doing it in January, Chapter 1, which is virtual. Tell us, what will that be like? I mean, how are you doing that and capturing what we like to do during a big show, which is providing networking and education? How are you capturing all of that?
It's a great question. So yeah, we've never done it in 110 years. We've never gone virtual, and we are this year. And the theme that we had come up with as an organization almost a full year ago is still amazingly, I mean, no one had a crystal ball, but the theme was forward together. And, you know, it really rings true regardless of whether, you know, COVID had, you know, happened or not. Retail as an industry is moving forward together. And really the themes and the content that we created go towards that theme, moving forward together. We looked at six pillars to kind of guide our content creation. One, and frankly, could be argued the most important, is leadership. That is paramount and never more important than this year. And all of these themes we looked at with kind of a forward-looking lens. So what's next in leadership? How can you move your organization together? So leadership was the first pillar. Forward-looking growth, how do you grow your company? Different business models, experience for the customer, arguably also the most important. Operations, because this year we saw more than ever You know, without a good backbone of operations, whether it's supply chain, whether it's in store, nothing happens. And then ultimately, talent. How are you looking forward to get the best talent, the most diverse talent, and really drive home all of the hard work that is happening at your company? So that's the framework we used to make this big show. And ultimately, it is about going out to our members and going out to the retailers and, you know, everyone in that industry and asking, what story can you tell to our members and to other retailers? What can you teach them about this year? And more so than ever before, we saw really the theme of all boats rise. You know, there was no question of whether this is competitive or whether this is a trade secret. It really was, yeah, let me tell you what we did to get through this. And that was just such a refreshing and authentic way of being met with those questions, is everybody just wanted to help. So we were really, really lucky this year, and we have a phenomenal lineup.
You know, one of the things that we always talk about as a trade association, that, and especially at the NRF, and I'm really proud of the commitment that we have to our members and to our member communities, that we provide a platform in which to tell stories, whether it be through Retail Gets Real, Retail Leadership Series, whether it's through our website, you name it. We've provided a platform, not just for us to tell their story, but we build that platform so that they have a place to tell theirs. And that has relevancy and it's real. And so the big show is just a giant platform. And so how many sessions are there this year? and how does that compare to what we would do if we were there in person?
Yeah, I mean, we shortened, you know, we kind of took a regular big show and we split it into two. But very quickly, we realized we just had too much to tell. We had too many stories, too many great brands to get on stage. So we have about 130 sessions and 350 speakers. So it's pretty darn close to what we'd have in a regular year. And, you know, the good news is we get to do it again in June. So we have just as many stories to tell then in June in New York, but we're really excited. 350 speakers, 130 sessions over 6 days.
Wow.
That is still a very, very big show, even though it is virtual. Wow. Can you, I know there's a lot to choose from, but can you, you know, as you've been preparing with these speakers, their sessions, can you tell us about any standout favorites or highlights maybe people can't miss?
Great question. So, you know, there are definitely sessions that dive deeper into kind of niche topics, but zooming out and looking at sessions that will really appeal to everybody, regardless of retail vertical or retail, you know, role, I think most important, there are some fantastic diversity and inclusion sessions that we have across the Equality Lounge, which is a partner we work with, and then also on our main stage for some of our keynotes. We also have a fantastic session on mental health, both for, you know, self and also for employees when managing very, very diverse teams, very, very, you know, globally disconnected from a physical perspective teams. We have some great leaders that will touch on what they've done for mental health for their teams. WW CEO Mindy Grossman, Sharon Lighty from Vitamin Shop. So those are some really kind of overarching themes that really anyone could listen into. And then pivoting and looking about, you know, looking at the economy. We have the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, coming on. We have Dr. Condoleezza Rice. She is talking about how to get through and lead through stressful times. She certainly is more than qualified to speak to that. And then some brands that I'm most excited to hear from. We have Ulta Beauty on stage. We have Hershey's. We have Shopify. Some really, you know, great kind of great stories to tell about the rapid, you know, hockey stick growth that a lot of them are experiencing. Finally, I'd mention, you know, the really strong categories this year: grocery, home, pet. We have almost all of those CEOs as well. You know, we have Judith McKenna, the CEO of Walmart International, coming to speak about trends she saw this year. CEO and co-founder of Wayfair, CEO of Lowe's. We have Home Depot coming to talk about social responsibility. Chewy, their CEO, pet care. So really, you know, we have both the categories that did incredibly well and how they did that. And then we also have stories that are really diving into kind of more niche categories of digital marketing and omni-channel, you know, acceleration. That's a lot. Sorry.
That is a lot.
It is a lot. Well, and they're super relevant, yeah. You know, and I love how you categorize them because you've got this human element that has become so important. And it's so great to see brands really investing in thinking about that and you know, the mental health of their employees, the safety, that there's this really important human element that goes along with the business side of things. It's become part of the business side. So I just think that's great to hear that that's a focus.
Yeah, and every CEO we got on with, just even without being asked, you know, because that's sometimes obviously a very kind of sensitive topic to talk about mental health and well-being. And almost every CEO brought it up and said, you know, is there a place for this on stage? This is what we're going through and this is how we dealt with it. So really just looking at kind of the authenticity of their, you know, everyone's struggle this year. This was an incredibly trying year in many ways, and showcasing vulnerability and showcasing at the end of the day, we are all human. We're going through it differently, but we're all going through it. So it was, you know, refreshing and also encouraging just to see kind of the layers peel back and the authenticity that everyone was bringing to the virtual stage this year.
You know, we did something similar through the foundation. They did a video series called The List, and yeah. They went back and a number of the leaders of small startup companies as well as large brands participated. And they did one of the videos that they did was on COVID response, how their teams pulled together, how they, you know, what they did when they found out they were going to have to close or they're going to have to change their business. It was extraordinary. But what was most, I think, relevant about it was they all talked about their people. And the number one thought and consideration as they were facing the uncertainty of the future was how they were going to take care of their people first. And that's the beauty of retail, is because we are a people industry. Yeah. Without the people, we have no industry.
There's
so
no industry.
Yeah. It's I'm very, very much looking forward to hearing what these leaders have to say. So, you know, another part of the big show, though, is the, you know, beyond the big stage, beyond the educational. Are we doing anything like that on a virtual level?
We are. So, you know, there's essentially, imagine your journey, you know, of walking into the Javits Center. You will have that experience in a virtual setting. You'll be able to essentially enter into a lobby where you then choose from about 300 solution providers. So they might be offering a new technology. They might be offering, you know, a technology that you didn't know you needed until this year. So there's a way to kind of go through the booths, educate yourselves, try out new technology. There are video demos. There are people to talk to, people to chat with. And, you know, all of those are still there. So there's about 300. And if that's overwhelming, the way to kind of, you know, hack that is you fill out your profile in the NRF, you know, platform, and you select a few things you're either interested in or you're looking for. And there is a virtual matchmaking tool. So we're taking a page from our industry, and we are also powering something by AI this year. And that will enable you to not have to go through all 300, but that will enable you to really zero in on something you need in a specific, you know, time. So, you know, be sure to fill out the profile and try that out. I think that's a really good way to get very specific quickly. Otherwise, browse and, you know, shop around. There are, you know, about 100 exhibitor big ideas sessions. That's when our partners who create this technology and create these you know, systems that retail runs on, they have brought typically one of their clients to the stage and they'll tell a case study. So it's a great way to see if you're looking at one of those, you know, partners, you can see a case study there and you don't actually have to, you know, sit and try to hear, you know, through the Javits noise. It's that will be a really easy way to get there this year. And finally, the last piece of it is, you know, there's a lot of fun elements that we're weaving in. There's going to be, you know, cooking demonstrations. There's going to be a concert. There's going to be ways to, you know, engage with other retailers. So it won't just be you sitting at your computer being squawked at. It's really going to be an experience that you're part of. So we hope we, you know, have done it justice. But we're really excited about this and really excited to help people learn and connect starting January 12th.
It's like finally introverts can enjoy the big show.
That's so true. That is so true. You don't have to get up at 4 a.m. to, you know, get there in time.
I know.
Yeah. You can wear your slippers instead of just, you know, those high heels around.
No bathroom line.
You don't have to wear a tie. I mean, this is just so awesome.
So easy.
Just in the t-shirt and just watch. This will be fantastic.
I know.
I mean, for so many people, the big show is like a tradition,
for sure.
Right? It's almost like a habit. Like you go, that's how you start your year. And we hear that from our members so much that they really enjoy the experience of it. And so I think it's kind of inspiring that we can still offer that in some way. And that so many people are so willing to share. And it's a cool moment in this whole experience to have the show. I heard this morning on NPR, they said something like, well, with all the vaccines coming, it's like you can see the light at the end of the tunnel and it's close enough that you know it's not a train. I was like,
that is great because part of this year it might have felt like a train for many people, right?
Oh, exactly.
Part of the year. It's felt like a train.
Yes. And so I feel like, you know, this is coming at a point where people can really, they're still planning for the now, but they're ready for the future and they're looking forward to the future. And we've talked so much about this year as like being an accelerant for technology and all these things, making nice to haves, need to have. And so if you're one of those brands who didn't accelerate, you know, this is your moment to get on board because all of those technology providers are right there in one place. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how
this plays out. You know, the other thing that I mean, we've experienced something this year that we probably during the pandemic year that we haven't really seen to the level and the degree that we have in the past. And that is, there is no more of a competitive industry than retail. None, zero, zilch. These guys are in it and they're in it to win it. But when it came to sharing best practices, ensuring the health and the safety of their associates and their consumers, the cleanliness of their stores, the health of their communities, they worked arm in arm, big, small, Main Street, big box, didn't matter. Yep. They were sharing those learnings, those experiences, and making sure that everybody had the advantages that, you know, they had through the work that they were doing. They took every recommendation, everything that the health agencies were saying on a municipal, state, and federal level, and they put it on steroids, and they did it right. And that's why I think the economy has continued to chug along, not at the speed that we'd seen before, but it certainly, while it looked like it was going to be a long collapse, has really worked its way back. And once I think that we crossed the bridge with this vaccine and people begin to see that light at the end of the tunnel, it's going to be pretty extraordinary. And again, I just think that the big show is one of those times every year where you do see, you know, the retailers really coming together to share experiences and to learn from each other. And so with that in mind, what is June going to look like?
Yeah, I mean, we really focused January on telling the stories of, you know, getting through this year, but pivoting and talking not just about COVID, because there's so much more to talk about. It's also what's going to stick. What are the customer behaviors that are going to be sticky from what we've, you know, learned this year? You know, is grocery buy online, pick up in store or delivery? Is that the new way that everyone is going to continue to shop? The people who, you know, the adoption rate skyrocketed, is that sticky? Or, you know, is the, you know, bundling of packages at a retailer and you don't need it in a rush. You want it all together and you want to save yourself a trip to the store. Is that going to stick? So I think there's a lot of people coming to the stage this year that both are making predictions and also have continued to see consumer behavior changes and just talking through those. What was fascinating is there are people who really have seen changes in demographic behavior, but there's also a lot of changes in the geography of how, of where they live and how that affects what is sticky and what is not sticky. So really looking at that in January, but in June, it's then what's next. So we've seen what's sticky for 6 months now. What's next? What are we looking at in terms of AI? What are we looking at in terms of, you know, the customer relationship management and data platform? What are we looking at with privacy and data? You know, Google and many of the browsers are just about, you know, doing away with third-party cookies. What does that mean if you aren't a huge behemoth with a walled garden of first-party data? What does that mean for you? How do you continue to talk to your customer? So June is really looking at the, you know, kind of back to basics, but also back to accelerating your business. You know, what is next? How can you continue to grow? And what are some inventive ways? Is it partnerships? Is it, you know, going global? Or is it, you know, shoring up your supply chain, owning your supply chain? What does that look like? So June is really looking forward, and January is about a little more, you know, getting through it and talking about the big wins and what they can expect in the next short term.
You know, it kind of does make sense when you think about it. So we do the virtual show, then we do a June show, exactly, which is a big show, but it's smaller than the bigger. And right, then in January in 2022, we reconvene. And so it is kind of like a, what's happening now, what's happening then, and then what's happening in the future. Exactly. And I think it's going to be...
That's a better soundbite than mine.
No, it's going to be... I think it's really exciting. I mean, and it makes sense that we would convene to have those discussions. So I just got the high sign that we're getting close on time. Because we're almost out of time, we have one segment of the show that I know that you're very familiar with, and we call it Rapid Fire.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire, thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
So I'm gonna change it up. We did not discuss this in advance. Sorry.
Oh, awesome.
But so this is what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to ask Jen a question, and Jen's going to ask me a question.
Ooh,
rapid
love
fire.
It.
All right.
Love it. Okay.
So I'm up first.
Down.
Jill Dvorak, what was your favorite session at a big show that you attended?
I am going to have to go with one of the trends pieces I've seen. I love thinking forward, and Kate Inketel from GDR Intelligence always brings it. Every year. She's doing it again this year. So that's a bit of a tease. Okay. So for Jen, what was the last retailer that you either frequented in person or shopped online from?
Well, online L.L. Bean.
Gift?
Yes.
A gift for somebody? Okay.
Gift.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We won't ask for who. We won't ask for him.
So it wasn't for me.
I can tell you that.
It was
for your mom.
Yeah.
All right. Then Jen asked Bill one. Is that it?
Bill, what is your favorite thing about Retail's Big Show?
My favorite thing about Retail's Big Show is the energy, is the experience. What I mean by that is the experience of just being a part of that. There's so many. I mean, it's the student program, and to see those students just so energized and enthused and excited just to be there, the sessions, the people, how people respond. I remember going up on the escalator one time behind these two guys, and they were talking to each other, and they're like, it's great to see you. This is the only time we ever get to see each other is at the big show. You just can't miss this one. I mean, you just can't. If there's any show, you got to be at the big show. And I was like, doggone, I wish I could just tape that for a commercial.
Excuse me, sir. Could you say that again into my phone?
Into my phone this time. But yeah, it's very hard to just bring that down. But if I had to give one word, what is the thing that gets me the, you know, most out of a big show? It's the energy in that building at that time. And it really sustains you. Now, when it's over, you just collapse. All that energy that you had just somehow zipped away. But anyway, while you're there, it's there and you're a part of it.
Yeah.
So, Jill, I really appreciate the time. I really appreciate the insights. And I'm really excited about what's coming up in January.
Me too. It's almost time. I think the other most exciting thing is the international flair that we get, right?
Yeah, for sure.
About a third of our attendees are international, and that's staying true this year. So I'm really excited that everybody will be able to view it on their own time zone and watch it on demand and not have to, you know, deal with jet lag. So I think there's a lot of wins we can get out of a virtual show. So thank you for having me here to talk about it.
I won't have to pull out those rubber sole shoes that I've only worn 1 week each year for the last 8 years. So this is going to be
cringe at wearing
until
them,
June,
don't you?
Probably. Yeah, I do. I really honestly do. They're so ugly.
We should do a poll. I wonder how many staffers at NRF have big show shoes.
Do.
Like I know we have conference shoes.
It's the only, that is the only time I wear them, and I wear them every day during the big show, and that's it. And they sit on
a
shelf.
Don't photograph my feet.
They're horrendous. But they save my back and my legs.
But,
so
I know.
They
but
are
necessary.
Yeah. Well, for more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us at nrf.com. And don't forget to join us virtually in January at Retail's Big Show, NRF 2021, Chapter 1. Jen, great co-hosting as usual. It's great to have you back and it's good to see you.
Thanks, Bill.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. You can find more information about today's discussion at retailgetsreal.com. And please send your feedback and episode ideas to podcast@nrf.com. And what I look forward to never saying again soon, I believe that light at the end of the tunnel will present me with that opportunity. But to close, please, be safe, stay well, and thanks again for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. Until next time.